And welcome to another edition of Free Radio Santa Cruz's Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Today's the 20th of November, 2025, and we're going to be flashing back, as ever, to October 9th, 2005. Lots of interviews. First, we begin with Monkey from the Pacific Avenue Cultural Center of Santa Cruz, as he describes it, also known as Colin Campbell Clyde, at Pacific and Elm Street, talking about the bench deficiency downtown. Then we switch to Berkeley for a September interview on Shattuck with Stan C. on panhandling. We hear Michael Maisley's Hammer Dulcimer up in Berkeley with, actually it's kind of as a bow hammer, which it both plucks and plongs. You'll be hearing Michael Deal and Doug Merkler, also of Berkeley. And then we'll go back to Santa Cruz with Crossroads Chris Brazda and his arrest for distributing literature. Chris was tangling a lot with authorities. He was big on linking up with local struggles, with international struggles, or saw them in that perspective. This, I think, was the last year of his life. We listen in on Safe number 81. That's Street Performers Against Foolish Enforcement, Safe, or Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, depending on who you were talking to. Becky Johnson gets an opportunity to a land-based Indie Media, or Santa Cruz Indie Media. It's changed its names at various times. They had serious differences of opinion on Israel. She was an unfortunate victim of, in my view, still is, of Zionist propaganda, I guess is the best way to put it. Sorry about that, Becky. That is my view. Then we go to Catnip Kate Wells talking about her witnessing a tasering incident, about the tasering death of David Anthony Cross and various other people seeking redress for tasering abuses by different police departments. Then back to Bob Mills on Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, looking for civil rights and legal campgrounds, giving a history of some of the look back to the victories of the civil rights movement and his homeless civil rights movement, in his view. And finally, we kind of conclude with Bonnie Moore, who was part of the United Transit Workers Union local in the midst of a metro strike. And that was pretty much that. That's quite packed, and there's also plenty of other interviews in between. So have at it, go to it, enjoy it. Learn from it.